I got a labia with your name on it. My labia flaps got your name on it.
Ugh, flaps. Flaps is not a sexy word.
My beef curtains. Beef curtains.
Jesus, now I have to keep it. Say it one more time, just for clarity.
Beef curtains.
We were discussing the prospects of turning a man gay.
I said that I can turn any man gay.
Which is an kind insult. Of an insult, isn't it?
Yeah.
If I turned a man gay, wouldn't that be a good thing?
I think...
Well, turning someone being gay isn't a bad thing.
Well, no, but here's the thing. Sexuality is not a choice. You can't turn anyone anyway.
Yeah.
If they wanted to fuck you, they'd fuck you. Well, with consent.
I mean, they'll find out eventually. If they want it, that is. They will become aware of their sexuality. Hopefully soon. I know that for some people, they live an entire life, have children before realizing that they're gay. And then suddenly they're able to be happy and they've lost decades.
They've wasted their life having children.
Yeah, could have been going to gay bars.
Fuck yeah. Don't waste your life pining over a marriage and children.
Fucking crotch goblins.
Crotch goblins. Just.
That's always my go-to name for children. Or Hellspawn.
Tiny humans. They don't make your life any better. You know what they do? They puke on you. And they shit on themselves. And you have to clean it.
Children are gross.
If
you are or have ever been a child.
You're gross.
You're gross.
We hate you.
Yeah.
I've been a child and I hate myself.
You see? See where this is going?
You've been a child and I hate you.
Yeah. Are or ever have been a child.
Does that mean?
Does that include Sassy, who is your child?
She's my baby. You don't fuck with that. That is my angel child.
She is
the greatest. The
scritches.
She's so lovey.
She's a good cat.
She's a baby. I love her so much. I fucking love her so much. It makes me violent. It makes me enraged.
I'm going to give you 30 seconds to talk about how much you love her and see if it divulges into one of two things that I'm thinking about in my head.
Am I going to cry?
I'm gonna write down what I think the two things you're going to do are.
Okay, tell me when to start and I'll start talking about. I'm making noises.
30 seconds.
And?
Starting now.
I love my cat so much. She's the greatest fucking cat in the world. And all I want to do is just like hold her and squeeze her and love her. Ugh. And I bought her a toy and it's a cat tower and it's cute and it's white and she doesn't appreciate it. But you know what? That's okay because she's my baby and I love her so much. I just want to scream. She likes cookies. I don't know.
Time. The two things that I wrote down, and my handwriting kind of sucks, but you can at least confirm, are screaming fit or cry. And I think both of those were options.
Those are very plausible.
Those are your two methods of expressing emotion.
No.
Is it healthy?
Yes.
You shook your head no and said yes. That's the best response I can ever expect for anything.
I know.
Speaking of expressing your emotions in a healthy way, welcome to Let's Watch Something. I'm Anthony.
And I'm licking the mic.
You don't know where that mic has been.
It's been in my spare bedroom for like months.
Yeah, I'd say almost a year, in fact. You know what? It's August. It has been a year.
I regret licking. That's gross tasting. It tastes like ear.
It's hearing you. That's why it tastes like that.
Oh, shit. You're right.
Oh, man.
It's like, yes.
So anyway, welcome to Let's Watch Something. This is like episode number 63 or something like that.
I can't wait till it's 69. What's 69?
I don't know.
Fine, guy.
I'm kind of just going off of the list here because I really wanted to watch this movie because I had a stressful week.
Oh.
And I wanted something that I knew I was going to enjoy for a fact, a 100% guaranteed fact. This week on Let's Watch Something, it is Captain America and the Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
Jack's favorite Avenger. Who is your favorite Avenger? Right now, the choices are, because we haven't introduced all of them, Hawkeye, Black Widow, Captain America, Iron Man, Thor, and the Hulk.
Can I go with the side? Can I go Avengers adjacent?
Nope, it's got to be one of those six.
No, I was gonna
after we do,
stop.
The next, there's going to be more Avengers coming up.
I'm still going to say Avengers adjacent. Bruce Banner.
Oh yes, he is a Hulk.
He is not.
Him and the Hulk are the same person.
They are, but they're not.
And no, you know,
and you know this.
I do believe that that is a valid answer because he is a member of the Avengers.
He is Bruce. He is Avengers adjacent. I mean, what do they use Bruce for the most part, other than hulking out?
He does the smart things.
They have Tony for that.
He does the super smart things.
Yeah.
Like, Tony does the tech things. Bruce does, like, the chemical, biological, and radiation side of things.
Yeah, I kind of love Bruce.
He's a good one.
Plus, I have a little crush on Mark Ruffalo.
The Mark Ruffalo.
He's so cute.
Heck yeah.
He's so cute, he makes my mouth go small when I talk about him. You know what?
I think that for me, it's a very tough decision. I want to say maybe
Hawkeye,
maybe Iron Man,
Hawkeye.
But the Thor does some great stuff once he's like gone through his full character arc. But talking about the current state at this point in time.
Well,
Iron Man and maybe Captain America have both had very compelling character arcs as far as the Avengers go. Hawkeye, no character arc.
Yeah, he doesn't really, he's just kind of there.
And Black Widow gets, oh my God, she gets the shortest end of the shortest stick. They treat her like she's at the end of her character arc. She has a dark past that she has overcome.
Yeah.
And we know nothing about it.
We don't.
It's a secret. And they're acting like she's been through her character journey. Her arc is done, and she gets to just be a badass.
She is a badass. She has always been a badass. And you know what?
Chicken butt.
The character arc doesn't make her a badass.
No, it doesn't. Her actions do.
Yeah.
But what makes her a good character is the arc, and we haven't seen her arc yet.
I want to see her arc. No, that's sexist as shit. But I'm gross. So,
so you have you're excused. You're allowed to be gross because you're gross.
I'm not allowed to be gross. It's not. I'm not giving myself permission. I'm just saying I'm not allowing myself. This isn't okay.
Right.
I'm not like excusing it. Like I'm literally just saying I'm fucking gross.
As far as character arcs for Black Widow. Natasha Romanoff. She was a secret agent hired to spy on Tony Stark.
I want to give her a kiss right on the nose. Just like, just super soft.
She went from that to being a secret agent working with Tony Stark.
Secret agent chick.
Sorry. So she just went from secret agent with the mysterious past to secret agent with coworkers with the mysterious past.
I love my cat.
So anyway, 2014's Captain America and the Winter Soldier.
Has Gary Shandling. Two scenes.
And it's got flashbacks. But like I said with Thor, it came at an interesting time. Thor, The Dark World, which was the worst Marvel movie by far, came at a difficult time.
Oh, was that the one we saw last time?
Yeah, the one that sucked.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't... Well, how would I don't remember anything from that.
Exactly. There was red goop at one point. The ether. And there were dark elves.
Oh, dark elves. Okay. I barely remember. Oh, what's her face?
What's her portman?
Natalie Portman. What's her portman?
What's her porkman?
Yeah. And Kat Dennings.
I love her.
And Mew Mew.
Mew
Mew. Mew
Mew. Mew Mew.
This one, however, has Steve Rogers, the Cap, played by Chris Evans. One of the Chris's.
One of the many, too many Chris. There's too many Chris's. I don't like
that. There's Chris Evans. Ow. Chris Hemsworth. Chris Pratt. And now they're talking about adding Chris Pine.
Oh no. Which one's he?
I don't know. He's not, he hasn't officially signed on to anything.
No, I mean, which Chris is he? What's he in?
I have no idea.
Fucking, don't even mention him if you don't know what you're talking about.
Fine.
God damn it.
My favorite thing though is behind the scenes for one of the Avengers movies, they kept asking, is there any competition between them? Like, who is the best Chris? And each one of them said a different one.
I don't know. Oh, I don't know who he is.
Chris Pine?
Like, I recognize him, but I don't know, like...
You can click on that second tab where it says movies and TV shows.
Don't tell me things. Okay.
What's he in?
He was the Star Trek boy.
Oh, that's right. He was Captain Kirk.
Yeah, he actually was not unattractive.
That was a decent movie, the first Star Trek.
I liked it. I remember like that.
The second one, everybody hated it.
I never saw it.
The third one, I never saw it. I think there was a fourth one.
I have no fucking clue. He was in The Princess Diaries? The second one.
I don't know why, but I saw those in theaters.
Aww, you would.
So it's got him.
I didn't realize.
It's got Anthony Mackie, who plays Sam Wilson. It's got Natasha Romanoff, played by Scarlett Johansson. It's got the Nick Fury man and Samuel L. Jackson. And Maria Hill, played by that actress that you can't stop screaming about.
Colby,
from How I Met Your Mother.
Colby Smulders.
Colby Jack.
Hey. No, I actually like the name Colby. Like, Colby Smulders is a cool name. But I don't... I honestly... The reason I hate her character from that fucking show. Like, I just hated that fucking obnoxious twat.
But
did not like her.
Here, she is like the right hand person to Nick Fury.
She's not bad, I guess.
Captain America is doing the civilian things where he's just running. And he gets called.
He's just running.
Yeah, he's just doing laps around the Washington Monument. And he does the whole on your left bit with Sam as he's passing him.
On your left?
He recommends him the Marvin Gaye Trouble Man album to listen to.
Oh, along with Nirvana.
He's got a list of things to check out. I love that about Captain America.
I think it's funny.
Yeah. He gets picked up for a mission.
I feel like Captain America would not have appreciated Nirvana.
No, like I feel like, no, I feel like he wouldn't have. He would have been like, what is this?
This is angry.
This is what?
This is loud. This is angry. I don't like
it. He has no respect. Whatever happened to this guy?
Right? He would just absolutely not like it. I feel like, okay, if I feel like Captain America would absolutely be a country kind of guy, like modern country.
No, I feel no. like, I feel like early hair metal.
No, not at all. None of that. I feel like he would like Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan has got some good stuff. He has a lot of stuff. So he's got a lot of stuff that's not great, but he has some good stuff.
I feel like Captain America would like Bob Dylan. I also feel like he would like, oh God, Randy Travis?
Oh no. The only thing I know about Randy Travis is from that one King of the Hill episode.
Oh, God. Okay.
Which is a great episode, by the way.
I don't know anything about him either. I just know that he's a country artist. I feel like he would like anyone who's very, like, patriotic. Like, yeah, America, God bless, you know?
I feel like he would put on Rage Against the Machine.
No, he wouldn't.
And be like, all right.
He is the machine.
Yeah,
he is Captain fucking America.
Well, that's the interesting thing is that there's a lot of him questioning that in this movie. He's going on missions with S.H.I.E.L.D. protecting America. He feels like he's being a soldier, but he doesn't feel like he's fighting for what's right anymore. He's questioning the authority that he's being controlled by.
The thing is, The America that he was controlled by in the first place was not a good America. And like, he's questioning this whole, like war, where have we gone wrong with this fucking new age shit? When it's like, okay, back when he was developed, there was a lot of racism, like rampant.
I'm 100% agreeing with that. My thing though is that
that's why I don't.
His whole thing was always, I stand up for a bully. I don't care where they're from. That meant that if the bully was on American soil, was a part of the patriarchy and the patriotism he fought with, he stood up against them. There were dudes that were picking on people in the army that he stood up against. Got his ass kicked because he wasn't super soldiered yet, but he still stood up for what was right. He absolutely would have spoken out against racism and in favor of the
equality, civil rights movement.
He absolutely would have, because it's right. It's the right thing to do. It's the right side of history.
Yeah. You know, as long as, like, that's the Captain America you see, like, I guess, like, the way I see it is, like, Captain America was designed to, like, propagate the 1940s fucking ideal.
He would have pissed a lot of people off. And, like, I feel like also Captain, this is me, like, in my own head canon, there's nothing to support this, but I feel like the whole Martin Luther King Jr. thing, he would have been, like, talking to people and saying, like, I support your cause, going to other white people and saying, we need to hear this man out. Not standing up on the stage and saying I have a dream. He would let Martin Luther King Jr. lead that speech and say to all the people that would listen to the white guy, shut up and listen to this guy. Shut the fuck up and listen to this guy.
I mean, I guess, like, that's, I mean, I guess, like, if that's the Captain America you see, then yes, that's a good Captain America. But, like, I don't know. Like, I don't have evidence that supports anything about that. So, like,
right. Even when they go on their first mission in the movie, they're saving hostages on a ship from terrorists or whatever. And Romanov is downloading files off of the computer. Files that belong to S.H.I.E.L.D. They are with S.H.I.E.L.D. on the ship to save S.H.I.E.L.D. agents, downloading data from S.H.I.E.L.D. And he gets all up in Nick Fury's face saying, like, why didn't you tell me about this part of the mission? Like, he was questioning his authority. He was questioning the authority there. He saw that things were being kept from him by Nick Fury, the one person he thought he could trust.
I guess you see it.
Yeah. And then when Nick Fury is saying, like, hey, there's things that people need to know, there's things that people don't need to know. I'm keeping everybody in their lane. You're saving lives. That's what you're good at. And it's kind of making Nick Fury look like an ass. He shows Steve Project Insight, which is the big helicarriers from the Avengers that are going to go up in the sky. And Steve gives a whole speech about, that's not freedom, that's fear. And it's the whole thing about post 9/11, the Patriotism Act, where it was like, and I know it's going to sound ironic coming from me, having bitched about people who are anti-mask, but, like, we started a war in the Middle East. We racially profiled people of Middle Eastern descent and of the people of the Islam religion, and called it freedom, and that was fucked up to do. And Steve was basically saying, like, you're spying on people, you're taking out threats that haven't done anything. And he said, I believe the quote was, doesn't the punishment usually come after the crime? Which is absolutely true.
Yeah.
It's becoming the thought police, and Nick Fury is in charge of this program.
I'm so sorry.
I know. I'm trying to keep talking because you're so distracted by your cat.
No, like, no. When you said the thought police, my brain went elsewhere.
Oh, to the thought.
Yeah.
T-H-O-T.
Yeah. And I'm just
that,
like,
hole over there.
Yeah, and all I'm thinking of is, like, just wee-oo, wee-oo, and then some booty shaking and twerking, like, what you doing? And and then they're like, excuse me, are you a thought? And they're just, like, twerking and shit, like, yeah. I don't know why. Like, I That's my brain for you.
Yeah.
But yes, no, I was so excited because my cat, she was checking out her little cat tree.
Give her time. It's a big tree. It is a megaplex of a cat tree.
She got treats on every level.
You got room for like four cats in there.
We wanted her to have her hidey holes.
Hidey holes?
Yes, she likes having little hidey places to go.
That's good. So we giving her what she wants.
Exactly. Like, I love her so much that I want her to have safe hidey holes so that she doesn't run under the fucking couch all the time.
So Nick Fury is trying to access the data from the ship that they rescued hostages from.
Let me interrupt you real quick and tell you, I really appreciate the way you say data instead of data.
Data?
I hate the way when people say data instead of data, and I don't know why, but I appreciate that you say data.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
It's probably not going to be consistent.
No, please keep it consistent. I beg of you.
Data.
I'm going to break you in fucking half, you little shit.
So Nick Fury is trying to see what's fucking on
smash the... smash you open like a goddamn coconut, you little slut.
Nick Fury is trying to see what's on the flash drive, and the data is encrypted, and he doesn't have access. He is the head of S.H.I.E.L.D. and doesn't have access to S.H.I.E.L.D. secrets. He goes up to the dude at the top, the chairman or whatever, Alexander Pierce, dude with the bad toupee.
Oh God, that fucking hair was bullshit.
Who is talking to the fucking Shadow Council from the Avengers. And he was like, hey, we need a delay Project Insight. I think something is going on. Cut to Nick Fury just driving down the street hit, T-boned by a fucking cop.
Alleged cops.
Yeah.
But they're not.
Cop cars, and the talkie radio robot voice says there's no police in the area. So these are not cops. They're bad dudes.
They're bad dudes.
I am friend, Jack. I know that Captain America is one of your least favorite superheroes. It was one of your least favorite movies of the Marvel series we've watched so far. But I could feel the tone shift as soon as Nick Fury was in that fucking car chase. That shit was intense.
No one fuck with my Nick Fury. Ain't nobody fuck with my Nick Fury. Nobody fuck with my Samuel L. Jackson, that Mace Windu motherfucker. He will lightsaber the fuck out of you. Don't fuck with him. He got my heart.
He's being chased in his bulletproof SUV by cops. He's got a fucking minigun out the window shooting at him. By not cops. And they all have like AK-47s and shit. Which
because they don't.
They're not cops.
Those aren't police regulations.
No, they are not. And the entire time it's just fucking action packed. It's good shit. Nick Fury's all like, we need vertical takeoff. We need this. We need that. And everything's down. What isn't damaged? Air conditioning fully operational.
That was funny as shit. And then I said, of course, because you got to keep your cool. Yeah. I'm such an idiot.
He's got the evasive maneuvers going on. And then suddenly, just a dude standing in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
Long-haired motherfucker with a mask.
Beautiful hair.
Yeah. Fires an explosive at the SUV. Just fucking, boom, flipping it over.
You go, thump.
And Nick Fury yeets on out of there with his little lightsaber.
Yeah. I'm like, glad he fucking saved the lightsaber from when he was Mace Windu.
Had bad motherfucker inscribed on it.
Oh, that is so awesome. I want to get knuckle tattoos, even though I don't have knuckles. What would you call these? Because they're little like marshmallows, but they're like... They're like...
Gummy bears?
They're like little gummies.
Wasn't I just like cackling to myself saying that your texture is soft?
You have a
consistency of soft.
Mellow.
I'm like...
My hand does... Look at it. It doesn't make a fist. It makes a muffin top.
I'm squishy, but there's bone in there.
Eh, no. I mean, somewhere, probably. Somewhere. Probably.
Yeah.
I am... Oh my God, I'm a gelatinous blob.
Yeah.
Fucking A.
Hell yeah.
I am amorphous.
Just like get some body paint and paint yourself pink and lay down and you're the blob.
That's not very nice.
You just said you were a blob. I'm using the exact word you used.
I know, but you're not allowed to use
it. I'm saying that for Halloween, you could be the blob.
I want to, for
We still got to do the sexy chain chomp. 2 years overdue.
2 years.
We've been talking about this ship for two goddamn years.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Wow.
Almost 2 years. This is like the second anniversary of the podcast as it started.
Wow.
In 2019.
Wow. I'm Owen Wilson. I'm Owen Wilson right now with how, like,
surprised
I am.
Here's a story that I can tell.
Uh-oh.
Owen Wilson was doing the press tours and doing interviews and stuff.
About what?
Talking about Loki.
Oh.
Well, not necessarily talking about Loki, but talking about things, you know, just things. In interviews. And he's like, wow. I'm not sure how much I can say, but I had to grow a mustache to play a character for Marvel. And after the interview, he got a text from an unknown number that said, strike one.
Shut the fuck up. That's a nightmare.
Yeah, they're very secretive about it. Like,
oh,
there
I
are
got
characters.
Goosebumps.
There are characters. There's a character in Age of Ultron that people were speculating about appearing because it's important to the movies. Nowhere in the promotional material. Huh. Nowhere. No one attributed to the character. No one had a contract signed saying they would play that character. And they fucking showed up. You'll see.
Don't fuck with my heart.
It's very soon.
What were we talking about? Talking about Owen Wilson.
And how he got scared talking about giving away spoilers for Loki. All he said was he had a mustache.
I wish I could have a mustache.
Just stop plucking it.
I don't really. I mean, sometimes I do because it's like annoying. Yeah, I think I...
Just let it out. Let it out.
Question I have to ask.
Okay.
Is having facial hair annoying? Like, is it kind of like... Like, I don't like that feeling.
At this length that I have currently, no. When it's shorter than this, it gets really prickly.
Okay.
At this length, it starts to curl and it's nice and soft. But when it's a peach fuzz length or so, it is irritating.
What about longer?
Longer?
I've seen it longer on you.
Yeah, like for a time it was great, but then it got to a certain point. I was like, this is too much. And I had to, and I like trimmed it like massively.
I kind of miss when you didn't have facial hair.
Oh, I'm going to keep, it's going to keep growing out because I like it. I feel very good with facial hair.
I wish I could have facial hair sometimes, but like, okay.
I'll give you some of mine next time I trim it. Give you some clippings. So after Nick Fury had this conversation with Steve Rogers, Steve is all pissy. Like, you're keeping secrets from me. I don't know if I can trust you. I don't know who to trust. He's a man with like no friends, no family. He's got nothing. He's alone.
Like you.
Yeah, like me.
I'm your friend.
He gets to his apartment and the door's unlocked. Well, not the door's unlocked. There's music playing. His neighbor's all like, he left the stereo on. So he sneaks in the window.
I would too.
Sitting there in the darkness is Nick Fury, who says, my wife kicked me out. And he just holds up a phone that says, ears everywhere, shield is compromised, trust no one or whatever. Just you and me are the only ones to know. And he has this whole coded conversation with this guy saying, like, how many people know about your wife? I just need somewhere to crash. You know, just my friends. It's like a really powerful moment of you two just had like a spat, a very professional, grown-up conversation. But Steve heavily disagreed with what was going on. Absolutely hate, like, could not stand the thought of Project Insight. And Nick Fury tried to slow it down by talking to Director Pierce or whatever. I forget what his honorific is. Board member, chairman, president?
I have no fucking clue.
Because Nick Fury is director.
Nick Fury is my dear.
There's a loud bassy boom. And boom! A bullet flies through Nick Fury's, some part of his body, and he collapses.
His spine.
Him dying.
Oh no, stop.
And Steve went on a chase against the dude that shot him to see the guy with a metal arm.
Same dude. Shiny.
The dude, like, it's just this whole thing about, like...
Fight ensues, loses mask.
Well, not yet.
Oh,
that's,
bad.
Like, way later. We see Alexander Pierce in his home. talking to his fucking cleaning lady, because of course that fucking white ass piece of shit hires a Mexican cleaning lady.
Oh, I would have a cleaning lady. I don't care what race they are.
Yeah, but you would be nice to them.
Oh, of course.
You wouldn't fucking shoot them like this guy did.
Never. I would give them treats.
And Alexander Pierce is talking to...
I would leave a bowl of candy and say, hey, you feel free to have as many as you like because you're fantastic and you keep my house clean.
Pierce is talking to Silver Arm McMaskey Face, saying like, hey,
scrotum,
kill Nick Fury. You got to stop Steve Rogers. Nick Fury is pronounced dead.
That's not how you pronounce Nick Fury.
How did I say it?
You said it's pronounced dead.
Oh,
oh, I hate myself.
Jack, we're going to have a long talk later on.
Bring it on, Sloot.
Sloot.
Oh, hey, quick question.
What?
Do you want to come spend the night some nights when Randall's not here?
I might do that.
So I'm not alone in this apartment and I don't feel scared.
When is that happening?
Next month.
Clear out some space on the bed.
That's the plan. We're going to clear out the spare bedroom.
Anywho's, it's...
Come here, my love.
Come here, my baby. Pierce gets Steve Rogers in his office to say, like, hey, what did Nick Fury say to you? And he said, don't trust anybody. That's it. And then he died.
I mean, honestly, that's basically exactly how it went down. He didn't really divulge much information other than, you know, hey,
right,
don't fucking trust people.
He just didn't mention that he typed a message for him because he asked, what did he say to you?
Exactly.
And he did. The place was bugged by Nick Fury. Mm-hmm. And as Steve is getting on the elevator, bunch of dudes get on.
Is she doing anything to the...
No, she good.
Oh, she just loves rubbing her head against it.
She does. She loves those knobs.
She's so cute.
The big elevator fight happens.
Oh.
All those dudes getting on the elevator. God, that would stress me out, even if it wasn't a fight.
Yeah?
More than three people on an elevator is too many.
Yeah, same. I get freaked the fuck out. If there was people, like, getting on the elevator and there was already, like, at least two other people that besides me on the elevator, I would have gotten off. I would have been like, excuse me.
Just gonna see myself out.
Look at this baby. I love her so much. She's my baby.
His neighbor turned out to be an agent for the place.
That's why she wouldn't go on a date with him.
Yeah. And so...
Are you going to show me your belly?
So she was there and like, why is Steve Rogers being targeted by S.H.I.E.L.D.? And Pierce just said he had information about Nick Fury's death he refused to give up. Which seems like an odd reason to like go on a fucking manhunt with explodey shit.
On. There you go.
Like... You could have just said, you're going to have to come into with us. We're going to have to detain you until you divulge all the information.
So are they going to torture him?
Wait until he throws the first hit, you know? Don't preemptively strike against Captain America because you look like a dick when you do that. Look at her. She got the belly rub-ins.
She gets so happy. Uh-oh, I'm caught.
Oh, no.
Did I unplug my...
Doesn't sound like it.
Okay. No, I mean, I thought my headphones... But no, it's good. I felt like a tug. And then, hi, my sweet baby. She's my angel.
So then it's Romanoff, Black Widow, and Captain America on the run. They have a USB drive full of secrets that they can't access.
Secrets.
That they can't access because it's all encrypted. Wait. So they track it down to its source, which was at a military base in New Jersey.
Jersey.
Where Steve Rogers trained. And there's like a nice little flashback moment where instead of like flashing back to the first movie or anything like that, it's just night. The place is still run down. They just show troops running around.
Ghost troops.
And it's a nice little interpretation of what a flashback looks like. Young Steve Rogers, and by young, I mean like 3 weeks younger. You ever think about that?
Hmm.
Like he was asleep for 70 years. Or whatever.
God, that must be really nice.
World War II was like a year ago for him. Like, how much that must fuck with you? Like, you were fighting Nazis, you come out, you're fighting aliens, and now you're fighting more Nazis. Secret Nazis, though. Because they go into the base and they find a secret bunker where the first S.H.I.E.L.D. office was, where there's a big computer with Zola, the German Nazi Hydra scientist.
See, the funny thing is I knew a lady named Zola, and she used to give us food from the food pantry when we were poor.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
You can go back to the review of Captain America where we discussed that exact thing.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh.
I knew that already.
I don't remember.
Yeah, isn't it funny how when you spend like 50 hours talking, you forget about some of the things you talk about?
I don't spend all that much time talking.
Yeah, it's mostly me.
I take naps. You're not asleep, you faker. See, if it were me, and if I were sleeping, and I hit that good sleep, I'd be talking.
You talk in your sleep. How do we know you're not asleep now?
Because I'm coherent.
Wake up, Jack. Wake up. Wake up. So they send a fucking missile.
You initiated my programming. Now I am to destroy the world.
Mission report.
Still fat.
They have a fucking missile coming to blow up them, and they hide, and it looks like they're dead, but they're not.
It looks like they're dead.
They're dead. So they go to the one person they know they can trust, and it's the dude that Steve talked to at the beginning of the movie. A guy he saw while out on a run.
It's not just
shows
a guy.
Up at his fucking house.
It's not just a guy. They were buddies.
Yeah, right? They were buddies. He went to one of his VA meetings talking about PTSD and stuff, and it was pretty serious, pretty sad stuff. You have something you want to share with the class?
No.
Okay. And I still think it's weird, though, that they just show up at Sam's house, and he joins the fucking team, and he grabs himself his thingy, and he never said he was a pilot. He just said he flew, and it's Falcon, the Black Falcon.
That's racist.
It is racist. That's why they just changed it to just the Falcon. And then in Falcon in the Winter... And then in Falcon and the Winter Soldier, there's a kid who goes up to Sam and says, "Hey, you're the Black Falcon."
Oh.
And he goes, "Sorry, man, it's just the Falcon." And the kid says, "My dad said it was the Black Falcon." And so Sam says, And what are you, the black kid?
Oh, fuck, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Is that going to work?
It's going to hold. And if it doesn't, I'll take a nap.
A dirt nap?
A dirt nap. What's the guy's name? Fucking Fish Lips.
Gary Shandling. He's so gross.
He's talking with dude that was on the boat at the beginning of the movie.
And then they kiss on the lips.
They kiss on the lips.
No, they don't. But
he's doing his whole like fucking
leans in and
mousy
whispers.
Voice, talking about bullshit, talking about how he's got a 23-year-old girlfriend. It was.
Does he really?
Yeah, it was fucking.
I
gross.
Was not. I think was I looking at when I was I playing with the cat.
You were on the phone.
Oh.
And then he sees like he's like, "Hey, that's a nice pin. Come here, let me give you a Hail Hydra. Hail Hydra. Get a lick his ear."
Oh, gross.
Sam calls Jacob, whatever, Jinkelheimer Schmitz, and is like, "Let me pull up my phone. I forget the guy's name."
What the fuck? What? He calls whom? No. Boop, boop, boop. Look at my cat. I'm in love.
I got cat hair on my phone.
Yeah, you can't live in a good life without cat hair. You can't be living a good life without that cat hair.
Jasper Sitwell.
Who? That fucking asshole!
They get him up on the roof, and they're roughing him up for information.
They put the finger in his butthole.
Yeah, and Scarlett Johansson throws him off the roof, and then is like, he's screaming, falling down. And she just turns to Steve and says, "What about that girl from accounting? You know, the one with the piercing?"
He's like, "I'm not ready for that."
And then Sam just shows up with his fucking wings and drops the dude on the back on the roof. And he's like, all right, I'm just going to spill all the information because that was scary as shit.
Because we don't have to catch you next time, you fuck.
And so it turns out that the Project Insight, it's going to have an algorithm directed by Zola.
Project Incel.
You know what it is? Project Incel. Project Incel developed by... is going to have an algorithm developed by Zola. I want to say Han Zola, but I feel like that's not his name.
Dr.
Zola.
Zoloft.
And it's an algorithm that determines potential threats to Hydra. Just people that haven't done anything. Some softball coach, a teacher, Stephen Strange.
Oh, fuck.
Bruce Banner, Stephen Strange. Just fucking throwing out the name Stephen Strange.
Why?
That's Doctor Strange.
I know, but...
Because they want to have nerds go, I know that guy. That's the Sorcerer Supreme.
He's so pretty.
Is he?
No, but I love
that. He's not
that.
Conventionally attractive, but he's unique, and that makes him pretty.
He looked like a snake, like a lizard.
I'm a snake.
He's a fucking little snake. Goddamn, stop. No, he one of them sexy lizards.
So their plan is to bust in...
Benedicio
del Cumberbatchio?
Benedict Cumberbatch looks like one of them sexy lizards, not one of them gross lizards. Yeah. Like he looked like a salamander, not like an alligator.
A salligator?
Salligator.
So their plan is to take Sitwell up to S.H.I.E.L.D. headquarters.
That motherfucker does not sit well.
No, he does not. Because while they're driving there, he gets fucking yeeted out the window by the Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
And hit by a goddamn Penske truck.
Good. I don't like him anyway.
Goddamn highway fight scene with Falcon. Well, I should say Sam, Steve, Romanov, and the Winter Soldier all bopping each other. Bunch of dudes with guns. Like, these are people on their way to work. And then domestic all of a sudden, terrorism.
What the fuck, man? They're just.
You know, ever since the Avengers showed up, I'm late to work like six days a month.
I would be fucking. I would just be like, look, man. Like I can't commute. The commute to work is fucking hell.
I can't take the highways because there's always some dude with a gun, with a bomb, with a deadly virus.
Someone in fucking spandex chasing after someone else and fucking. Like, there's guns everywhere, somebody flying, I don't know what the fuck. Like,
I would work from home, but then a fucking helicopter crashes through that too.
Yeah.
You know who's really doing well? Hmm. The insurance salesman.
Oof.
They're doing great.
Well.
your policy doesn't currently protect you against acts of superheroism. However, for an extra $50 a month, any fights involving superheroes... including those against extraterrestrial threats, will 100% be covered.
These are acts of God and acts from God.
Acts of God, acts from God, and that includes Thor.
Yeah. That's what I was getting at. Oh.
Jesus. Yeah, so he don't sit too well. They fucking arrest Captain America. They're about to bring him in. While they're on the SWAT car...
Of course Captain America would be arrested.
Yeah, and on national TV. I feel like that's something that they probably addressed in, like, the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show. Because there were news choppers there. They were watching them hold guns to their heads, about to fucking execute the Star-Spangled Man on national goddamn TV for no given reason. And while they're in their truck, about to be brought in... presumably to be executed, one of the cops just beats the shit out of the other one, takes off the helmet. It's Maria Hill.
Yeah.
That bitch you don't like.
I don't like. You know, she kind of won me over. She won me over in this one, but like, I just don't like the actor.
Right.
Well, no, you know what? Like, I really don't like the character she played. That's all. In one thing. I hated her in that fucking, I just hated her so much. She was such a selfish piece of shit, and I fucking hated her. I just, sorry. Ooh. Anyway, just you talk.
They take them down to the Paradise City where the grass is green and Nick Fury is still alive.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We've got to do a Tyler Perry movie eventually. It's all you see. At night, when you wake up from the nightmares.
I can't breathe. All I see is... Hallelujah! Did I break something?
No, I was in the middle of turning you up so I could hear you whispering.
I'm so sorry.
And then you... Hallelujah! In my ear.
I was just saying...
Hallelujah.
how I can't move and I can't breathe.
They say there is a secret chord
that David played and it pleased the Lord.
But you don't care for music, do you?
Oh, fuck you. I love music, you dick.
It goes like this, the fourth and fifth.
The minor fall and the major lift. The baffled king composing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So Steve finds out that the Winter Soldier is Bucky Barnes, which is a character that I didn't remember the first time I watched it.
Loud.
Sorry, I'm screaming. A character that I didn't even remember watching the movie until I, you know, as a grown-ass man, went back and watched all these. Bucky Barnes was his best friend.
Bucky was my best friend. Aw, let's write a song about that. That's cute as shit.
Yeah, their relationship is fucking adorable.
Kisses.
One of them is brainwashed and is constantly trying to kill him.
Yeah,
the other one is Captain America.
I sincerely believe they're in love.
They are in love. They're best friends.
Are all best friends in love?
No.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Are you okay? Ouch. You slut. I'm going to put that straw right up your butt. See if you can fucking make it whistle like that.
So they construct their plan. They have the three helicarriers from Project Insight ready to launch. I'm sorry, Project Incels. Their plan is simply to reprogram their targeting systems. They're going to be targeting millions of innocent-ass Americans that are threats to Hydra.
Are we all innocent Americans, though?
Sure, why not? I mean, if you haven't done anything wrong, you have nothing to hide.
Did you fart?
No, it was someone moving furniture upstairs. I heard it. It's loud as fuck.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's...
I'm staring above the TV at those three, like, dots. Do you see them? They're mostly noticeable. There's,
up there? The one, yeah. There are two side by side, and the third one is a little higher?
Yes.
I see them.
Okay, those, so...
That's your focus spot? Because my mic is, like, so far off from where it usually is. My focus spot is the keys hanging over there.
Huh, okay.
Usually my focus spot is up there on that little framed picture.
Okay. So what I'm looking at, though, do you want to know what I'm seeing in my head?
Sure.
A sloth face. Like from Ice Age? Like the the sloth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
imagining that, like, the two wonky ones as eyes and the one in the middle of the mouth area, like, is the nose.
Oh, I see it. Yeah, yes. Sid from Ice Age.
Yes!
I see it now.
See? That's how my brain works.
Yeah.
I'm getting a phone call.
Yeah. You want me to pause for a minute?
Probably.
Oh. And we're back.
Are we back? And we're front.
We're left and right, too.
Front, back, side to side.
Stretch! Front. Doing a big stretch!
Ew.
So.
Front, back, side to side. Front, back, side
council,
to side.
The Global Defense Council is having their big meeting at SHIELD headquarters.
Big. Meeting at SHIELD headquarters. Big meeting at SHIELD headquarters.
Maria Hill, Captain America, and Sam Wilson are infiltrating.
Sam Wilson? Huh? Oh. Did you feel something at me?
Yes.
I'm going to tell. Infiltrating. I'm going to tell my dad.
He's dead.
Oh, shit.
They're infiltrating.
You're right.
they knock over some dude and boop, bop him out or whatever.
Boop.
And... Steve gets on the mic and just broadcasts to the whole building that Hydra has taken over. And
don't trust anybody.
Millions of people are going to die. They might be standing next to you. You have orders to kill me. But I know some of you are on my side. And the fucking timid dude that was playing Galaga from the Avengers.
I don't know who that is.
He's like launching the Insight helicarriers. And he says... I'm not going to do it. No, I'm not launching them. Captain's orders. And fucking Rumlow, Striker dude, one of the bad dudes, pulls a gun on him and is like, do it. And...
Wait, no, he's like, what?
Do it. Do it. And Agent Neighbor Lady says, sorry, Captain's orders. And dudes pull guns on everybody. Some dudes pull guns on the Striker agents that are clearly bad guys. Some dudes pull guns on each other. Because they're all, like, there's the ones that are standing with Captain America and the ones that are with Hydra. And I thought it was a really powerful moment. It was really cool. Fucking firefight ensues and they get the helicarriers in the air preemptively. And so Steve Rogers and Sam both fly up there in their own ways to get to the ship to reprogram the things with their MacGuffin chips. MacGuffin chips. This whole fight, this whole ending sequence is so badass. Like, I fucking love this movie.
Help!
What?
You got excited.
I'm sorry. I'm just excited because it's such a good damn movie.
I like...
Damn good movie.
I like my cat more than you like the movie.
I mean, that's I would be impressed if you didn't, because this is just a movie. That's a cat.
She's so cute and it's I love cat. Her so much. You love her too, huh?
Yeah. There are people that I like less than I like movies.
Not me.
Like I said, there are people.
Not person.
Yeah, not you. But there are definitely people that like, yeah, I would trade their life. I would trade their lives to go see Avengers Endgame in theaters again.
Oh, balls.
I'm not saying I would kill them, but like...
If you had to choose...
If I was told, hey, if you could do this and go back in time and relive this experience in theaters, but this person would die, kinda? Or not die, but like, would stop existing.
That's dying, buddy.
I'd be like, you know, gotta think about that.
That's dying.
But it's gotta be... But it's
stopping existing.
They'll be unalived.
That is exactly what that means. Is
yeah.
Dead.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, aren't there people that I would value less than a movie?
And not really. I mean,
Larry
probably.
The Cable Guy?
Oof. Only if I get to do the killing.
that Milo Yiannopoulos dude?
Who?
Milo Yiannopoulos. Yep. He was a hard right dude.
Oh, gross.
Whose whole personality trait was he was the gay Republican.
I hate things like
that.
And
now he's like, I'm not gay. I was cured by Jesus.
Okay.
Jesus came inside my life.
Gross.
Yeah,
I hope you cleaned up.
He is gross. So yeah, like if someone like that.
Jesus came inside me and I'm cured and I'm no longer gay.
But I'm thinking about Jesus.
Coming inside. Your booty.
Anywho's it.
Do you think?
Agent Romanoff has like the fancy hologram mask.
Oh yeah, gross. That was really gross.
It was gross. But before that, fucking old lady just starts beating the shit out of dudes.
I literally was, what did I say? Like
sexy old grandma.
Sexy old lady. Like, I'm like, who's this sexy old lady kicking ass?
Yeah.
And then it turns out she's not a sexy old lady. And I was kind of disappointed, actually.
Yeah, me too.
I'm like into old ladies. Just like a little bit.
She starts uploading all of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s and Hydra's secrets to the internet.
Yeah, I would do that.
And tearing down all the security and the firewalls and the digital protection of all their data.
Yeah, I don't have any, like, secrets.
You didn't catch me.
What?
I said data instead of data.
I hate you. Where's my knives?
And he says, you need 2 alpha level security, whatever clearances.
Bitch,
he says,
I am 2 alpha level whatevers.
And they're like, company's coming over. Helicopter lands and it's fucking Nick Fury.
Yeah, he's my buddy.
With his sassy boots.
Ooh.
And his trench coat. And Alexander Pierce has a point where it was like, we would have deleted all of your clearances, right? Well, it's a I was going to say rectal scan.
It is a rectal scan.
It's a retinal scan. A retinal scan.
Ouch.
And he says, if you want to stay ahead of me, you got to keep both eyes open. And he takes off his eye patch and scans that eye. But.
But.
I think. Rectal. That's kind of silly because they would have deleted that one too, right?
They might not have even known about it.
Ooh, it's a secret.
Yeah.
It's a secret. That is like one of the most, like I got chills. Just the taking the iPad. It's a powerful moment. It's cool. It's badass.
It's badass, but it's not enough to give me chills.
What gives you chills? Air conditioners on too low?
That? Oh.
Otter Pops. Spilling an Otter Pop. Oh, dropping an Otter Pop down your shirt.
Shut the fuck up and let me goddamn speak, you fucking asshole. Just blah, 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 otter pops. Blah, 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 otter pops. Spider pops, blah, blah. No. You know what gives me goosebumps and chills?
What?
I will play, it's a TikTok, and I'll play it for you later.
Oh, what is it?
It's, basically a cappella, I can't remember the song. But it's really pretty, and it's really fucking awesome, and I'll play it for you later, because it'll give you goosebumps too, I'm sure.
Yeah. So they get the things redid, they retarget.
I thought you were gonna say something else!
What?
I heard retar.
Retargeted. Because it starts targeting people, and it's like, dude in like a football field, someone in the White House, people at the Pentagon, and it's like, this thing's about to start firing down upon innocent people. And then he pops in the last chip, and the targets rescan, and it has three targets. The three helicarriers target each other, and they just pew, 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 blow each other out of the sky.
Oh, I found it.
Bucky, the Winter Soldier, and Steve are fighting, and he keeps telling them, I'm not going to fight you because we're friends. And as they crash in the water, Steve is unconscious, but he gets dragged out of the water and saved from drowning by the Winter Soldier, who just disappears into the night. Shield is no more. Captain America doesn't work for Nick Fury anymore. Nick Fury is legally dead, but just in the wind. And
just like a fart in the wind.
Just like
a fart.
All these people are with Hydra, are now scrambling, doing their own things. We get a post-credit scene about some German scientists doing stuff, and we see two people, the twins.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I'll explain it in a second.
Yay!
So in the comic books, there are things called the X-Men and the Mutants. But
shut up, you stupid ass!
Because Marvel did not have the cinematic rights to the Mutants and the X-Men. Those went to Fox instead of Disney.
I don't get that.
Yeah, they had a contract that lasted until like, well, I don't think the contract had expired yet, but Fox had the exclusive rights to the X-Men. Sony still has the exclusive rights to Spider-Man, but they let Disney use Spider-Man.
That's kind of cool.
I mean, no, it's not.
I mean, well,
someone explained it to me once, which was, what if I, like, basically saying, hey, what if you sold me a bike and I said, hey, this is my bike. And suddenly you needed a bike. And I said, nope, this is my bike, even though I got it from you. And then one day I said, hey, I'm going to let you borrow my bike. And I want you to give me credit for letting you borrow your own bike. That's what Sony is doing. They're being petty about it.
I'm still kind of confused.
It is confusing. It's all legal mumbo jumbo. They wanted millions of dollars for Spider-Man to be in one of the movies. And then the only reason it ever got off the ground was because it got leaked that Sony kept asking for money. This was all part of North Korea hacking Sony after the interview was being released. Also, and that was basically an email from an executive saying, why the hell do we keep letting Adam Sandler make movies? They make no money. Everybody hates them.
I kind of agree. That is like, what, like, I absolutely agree with that. Absolutely.
That's something that nobody ever talks about, is that email exists. But so it came out that Sony was the one blocking the deal, just asking for more and more money.
Fucking asshole.
And so everyone was like, Sony, you need to just stop being a dick and free Spider-Man. And so they did.
Hashtag free Spider-Man.
So they compromised and only get a couple million dollars instead of hundreds of millions of dollars or whatever.
You know, I fucking hate corporate greed.
It's bad. It's very
disgusting.
Bad.
I just wish we could just, you know what? I want to incite violence against the rich.
Yeah. I mean the Marvel
don't
movies.
Credit me.
The Marvel movies are doing better because they're giving people what the fuck they want. Mm-hmm. We wanted to see these things and they're not dancing around legal stuff. They're making it happen. Now that they got Spider-Man back-ish,
and mutants. And mutants.
Which they still haven't used yet.
Love mutants.
They got Deadpool.
Love mutants. Mutants are my favorite fucking... I grew up watching the X-Men cartoon.
The Deadpool 2 line about... You're just an outdated... X-Men is just an outdated reference, euphemism for racism.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it is. It really is.
It's not outdated.
It's good shit.
It's still great.
No, yeah. It's still precedent. It's still
relevant.
Poignant? Prescient?
Yeah.
There's a P word in there.
Something.
Anywho's it's Jack Attack.
Yes, a
Jacqueline.
Yeah.
Jacqueline.
That's gross. That's not how you say my name properly.
Jerklin.
Jerklin.
Hey, Jerklin.
Yours?
How many jerk snurks do you give Captain America the Winter Soldier?
I hate you.
You heard me.
I hurt you.
You heard me.
I hurt you.
You're hurting me.
I don't like you right now.
That's fine. How many jerk snurks do you give to Captain America?
That sounds disgusting.
How many jack snacks do you give?
I'm going to give you my jerk snurk. I didn't hate it, but I didn't pay a whole lot of attention to it either. I'm going to tell you right now. I would say three and a half.
Yeah.
Pretty high, but not like super high, but not like really bad either. What did keep my attention was good, but you know, I have ADHD and a cat. So, I mean, it's really hard to keep my attention.
Yeah.
Especially when she was checking out her cat tree. Like, she does not like it. She's really weirdly picky.
She'll get to it when she, in her own time.
Like, when we got her the cat bed, it's now under my bed. She sleeps in it now every night. But initially, she wouldn't fucking, she'd, like, circle it and, like, look at it like, oh, what is this shit? And, like, eventually she started loving it, you know? Like, but, you know what her favorite toy is?
Yeah.
The rainbow unicorn.
Yeah, I see her with it all the time. She's so cute.
I'm like, that is my fucking child. Of course that would be her favorite toy. The rainbow fucking unicorn would be her favorite toy because that's my baby.
I think it's Captain America 2, The Winter Soldier, is the best Marvel movie.
I don't like it.
Hands down.
It's hard to
say that with so many good ones.
Honestly,
it stands up on its own the best.
Doctor Strange.
Oh shit, yeah.
I like right there beat you already. Thor Ragnarok was fantastic. Those two are my favorite Marvel movies.
I think that
besides like Thor, Deadpool.
Thor Ragnarok kind of it requires the knowledge of some of the movies that came before it.
Mm-hmm.
Captain America Winter Soldier stands up on its own really well.
No, it doesn't.
I really think it does.
If I didn't know some of the things that I've already known from other movies that you made me watch, I would have been fucking bored and confused and be like, what is happening and why?
I think that I can give it a 4 with good conscience.
Yeah, I wouldn't argue.
If you are at all a Marvel fan, it gets a 5. But if you're not, as a general movie, it gets a solid 4.
Watch your feet.
It's incredible.
It's not that good. It's good. It's not that good.
I fucking love it.
That's cool.
That's my opinion, man.
You have bad opinions.
You have a cat.
I do. She's so cute. She's my baby.
Ugh.
What?
I just think it's good. I think it's good. The action is amazing. The whole idea, like everything about Captain America as a character being the truth, justice, the American way, blind patriotism, gets called into question with this one. If it weren't S.H.I.E.L.D., if it were an official government body that were doing the whole Project Insight thing with extrajudicial executions before a crime even happens, I feel like it would have been more poignant. It would have been more on the nose about about the idea of this war on terror idea, where it's like thought crimes that Captain America was standing against. Would have been a little bit more obvious.
Thought crimes. I'm just thinking it's like twerking.
You go ahead and do that.
My cat likes to twerk. I'm sleepy. My cat likes to stick her ass up in the air.
Like anywho's, Jacqueline, this was fun.
She puts her butt up in the air sometimes.
I needed a good movie that was just, I knew I was going to enjoy. And this was it. Until next time, Jacqueline.
Yeah.
Let's watch something.
Sure. Okay.